Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show.
Turn up your mind.
So in love with you.
Look, can I just say, I am really into electing Hillary Clinton. This is not me going through the motions here. I really, really, really,
really
want to elect Hillary Clinton.
I really, really, really want to elect her.
Sometimes folks, you know, they're kind of surprised by that because they remember, man, you guys had a tough fight 8 years ago. And it was tough because Hillary's tough. Every time I thought I had that race won, I was like going up the rocky steps, you know? I was about to celebrate, and then I look, and she's right there. And I got whooped here in Pennsylvania. She whooped me. Now, you didn't make it up to me in November when I won. But I had seen what she could accomplish. I had seen how smart and savvy and tough she was. So I asked her, I said, join my team. And she wasn't sure about it at first. But she ultimately knew that what was at stake was bigger than either of us. That's the kind of patriot she is. And so for 4 years, I had a front row seat. I watched her intelligence. I watched her judgment. I watched her discipline. I saw her in the Situation Room where she argued in favor of the mission for Bin Laden. I watched her pursue diplomacy to open up new partnerships, to help promote democracy, to help reduce the nuclear threat. And she worked hard, tirelessly, flying around the world again and again. I don't know how many times she lapped the world, but she went around a long time. Because she had never forgotten what she was fighting for. To make sure every child has the same opportunities as her granddaughter and her daughters. And your kids. And if there's one thing I can tell you, Philadelphia, nobody fully understands the demands of my job, this job of the president, until you actually sit behind that desk. You know, I didn't understand it before I had the job. Yeah, you think you do. I appreciate that. But I'm not going yet, so don't save the thank you.
So in love with you.
I really, 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 I really, really, oh, I really, really want to elect her. Wow, that was beautiful. That was love right there. That was undying devotion. That was President Obama today in Philadelphia, just humping the Hillary leg, where apparently the peppy people think that some piece of metal fell out of her leg. What is she? Do they think now that she's one of these avatars from the video game that they play constantly, that they won't stop playing the game? They've never touched the hand of another girl. I mean, they're out there with these crazy conspiracies now. It wasn't bad enough that we had to watch Hillary almost fainting, 4,862,557,082 times. No, it wasn't enough that I had to see it that many times. Now I have to look at the stupid right-wing conspiracy theorists crap where, look, something fell out of her leg and the Secret Service touched a pillar. They touched a piece of concrete. They all touched it like they were praying to some, I don't know, false idol. Really, these people are just bat crap crazy. And everybody knows it except for those who are suffering from it. It's like they're in this great state of denial that they are deplorable. And let me just tell you something. There is no way that every single person here in America is worthy of respect or honor, or that everybody in this country is decent or law-abiding or worthy of praise. But everybody does have their constitutional rights. That's about as far as anybody is willing to go about these deplorable people. And that is just the hardcore truth. Because today, the Census Bureau came out with their new estimate about American income. It wasn't an estimate, it was a report on American incomes and the poverty rate and hunger in America. This is the Census Bureau, not the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which apparently the conspiracy theory part of our country, the deplorables, don't want to believe facts. Facts just aren't convenient for them. So every time the Bureau of Labor Statistics comes out with a report and it says that, you know, things like unemployment is down from nearly 10% when Bush left office to 4.9% today, they say, that's not real. It's not real. Donald Trump is real. Donald Trump is real. Donald Trump bought a painting of himself with the money that was supposed to be from his charity. Now, normal narcissists, a mirror is good enough, but not for Donald. He had to buy a painting drawn by a speed painter at Mar-a-Lago that was supposed to be up for auction to raise money for the charity. Donald freaking bought it with the charity's money. That's exactly backwards, you fake freaks. Anyway, the Census Bureau came out today with a report, incomes. This is great freaking news. Not that you'll hear it, not that you'll see it, so learn it now. The incomes of typical Americans rose in 2015 by 5.2%. The most significant boost to middle class pay since the end of the Great Recession and the fastest increase ever recorded by the federal government, the Census Bureau reported Tuesday. The poverty rate fell by 1.2 percentage points, the steepest decline since 1968. There were 43 million Americans in poverty on the year, which is 3.5 million fewer people than in 2014. Got a ways to go, but you see, this is what the Republicans do. They ignore good news, they ignore progress, and then they say, oh, elect this guy who drives us back into the freaking ditch, and then they ask to have the keys back for the midterm. Do you know, it's stunning to me. It really is. It's an amazing freaking, phenomenon in this country. The share of Americans who lack health insurance continued a years-long decline, falling 1.3 percentage points to 9%. 9%. Still don't have health care in this country. And I got a funny feeling that the 43 million are part of the 9%. Because you have Republican governors who refuse to expand the Medicaid. But anyway, the income report is the strongest ever from the Census Bureau. Quote, Jason Furman, chairman of Obama's Council of Economic Advisors, this exceeds the strong expectation that I already had. The news here is the growth rate. I've read the last 21 reports, including this one. I have never seen one like this in terms of everything you look at is what you want to see or better. Median household income. Now, if you're not in this, you either are a small business owner like me and won't pay yourself until your employees get paid and all the bills get paid, or you're living in a rural spot somewhere in Appalachia because there was no growth in rural America. I wonder why. Well, let's look at the growth in heroin and meth and alcohol. Real median household income was $56,500 in 2015, up from $53,700 in 2014. The gain is a combination of rising wages in the economy spurred by a labor market where unemployment is falling and employers are being forced to compete for workers, as well as low inflation. Oh, and you know what they left out of this? I think some places raised the minimum wage now, didn't they? Didn't some people fight for the 15, and didn't they get it? Yeah, because incomes increased for both men and women across racial and ethnic groups, but they grew most for the lowest earning workers and least for the highest working ones, though all income groups saw an improvement. The highest income growth was in the bottom fifth of workers, which is very welcome news, said Lawrence Mitchell, president of the Liberal Economic Policy Institute think tank. The only weak spots were geographic. Median incomes. Now, if you live in the city, your median income grew by 7.3%. If you live in a rural area, they did not rise at all. And this is the alt-right. These are the deplorables. This is the basket, okay? And she's right. It's not half that are so deplorable. It's a quarter of them that are the alt-right. It's a quarter of them that can't get away from the video games, that can't get away from the Batman movies, that can't get away from, you know, smug frogs. This is like the love of their life, the smug frog, you know. But the other three quarters of them just don't know that the rest of the country, or maybe they do, is moving past them because they keep voting against their own best interest, and there's not a whole lot you can do when Pat McCrory is your governor. Pat McCrory, the governor of North Carolina, where Donald Trump was last night, has spent his time and attention on bathroom bills. Bathroom freaking bills. And the NCAA has decided no championship for North Carolina because it's such bigotry and such discrimination based on sexual identity that they just can't countenance it. And by the way, you know, you've got officials from various states that are prohibited from traveling on their company's money, which is the government, to North Carolina. You're not allowed. New York, Minnesota, Washington, Vermont, and Connecticut, and a lot of cities, municipalities as well, prohibit travel to North Carolina for public employees and representatives of public institutions, which includes student athletes, campus athletes, and staff if they work for or go to public colleges, right? So you can't even set foot, you can't even put a toe anymore in North Carolina. And last night, Donald Trump was in North Carolina screaming about, oh, you beautiful people that voted for Pat McCrory, who spent his entire time on bathroom bills and denying your state income possibilities from things like the NCAA championship, for things like other cities and states doing business with you. They're not even allowed to travel to your freaking state anymore because the statewide law that makes it unlawful to use a restroom that's different from your gender on your birth certificate, regardless of the gender you identify with, is so ugly and so heinous and so bizarre. And the reactions of your Republican Party is so unacceptable. When they're confronted with this thing, oh my God, the crap that they say. Oof. Here's the North Carolina Republican Party spokeswoman, Cammie Mueller. 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 She said, this is so absurd, it's almost comical. I genuinely look forward to the NCAA merging all men and women's teams together as a singular, unified, unisex team. Under the NCAA's logic, colleges should make cheerleaders and football players share bathroom, showers, and hotel rooms. This decision is an assault to female athletes across the nation. If you're unwilling to have women's bathrooms and locker rooms, how do you have a woman's team? You know, you are so blind and crazy to what transgender identity means that to sit there and even talk to you about anything having to do with, look, there's a kid that goes to Harvard who was born a girl and competed on the Harvard swim team as a woman and then told the truth that she was identifying as a male and had the surgery and had a radical mastectomy, painful, in order to live her gender identity, which was male. And now she swims for the Harvard's men's team, you see. The big mistake would have been having a person who identifies as a male in the women's locker room. But there's somewhere. Anyway, Donald Trump went to North Carolina last night, and he wanted to tell the people of North Carolina that they're not deplorable. So I don't know. I mean, the staff that works for him are so inept. I'll play you what occurred.
Call in, connect. To speak to Randy, call 561-270-3844. 561-270-3844.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. We missed you today. For the entire show, whenever, wherever, go to randyrhodes.com and buy a stinking podcast. And don't forget to catch our show live right here from 4 to 6 Eastern.